Collins Mack in the studio this morning. We have Mark Heinrich. He is the sitting precinct 2 commissioner running for re-election this year. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Doing great. Yeah, coffee's great.
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's daybreak coffee.
Great. Yes.
Go to dbcr.com. Okay, Mark, let's get right to it. You are the sitting precinct 2 commissioner, and now you do have an opponent this time around. John David Brugel is going to be running against you here directly. But focusing on you, what have you done for the position of County Commissioner Precinct 2? And obviously, you know, you have qualifications because you have been sitting in the job, but what have you done?
Well, I've been County Commissioner for 7 years, elected in 2006. This past year, working on the budget, I was on the budget committee, which I brought the budget book. It's 700 pages. We went line by line through the budget, made a lot of cuts, and in the end, we ended up lowering the tax rate. First time that's been done in over 12 years. Was it easy? No. It was an all-summer job, very difficult. And in the end, I felt that by law, we have to balance and each year the budget. And I felt we needed to give the money back to the people because it's the people's money. We could have left it at the current tax rate, but went ahead and lowered it to the effective tax rate and gave the money back to the people. It's their money. It's not our money. So that was one of the most significant things that we did this year. We have a 5-year strategic plan in which we look at all resources that we have and buildings. Currently, we are working on a law enforcement center for the sheriff. That was part of our jail process. That this will finish off the law enforcement center downtown. We're remodeling the old jail. We've taken some of the hardened steel and the copper and all those precious metals out of the building and recycled those to the tune of close to $500,000, and that'll go back into the law enforcement center. And that is our only debt. The jail is the only debt that Lubbock County has, so we're low debt, and that is voter-approved debt.
Hey, let me ask you, and let's go back to the lowering of taxes, because some people, and just being devil's advocate, don't get me wrong, I'm all for lower taxes. I'm all for no taxes, but I mean, we got to pay something. Otherwise, you know, we're going to be like rolling down bumpy dirt roads. But, you know, some people are saying, well, you know, the taxes, you know, we lowered the taxes. We haven't really lowered the taxes that far. But they were lower than they were before. And so how do you respond to that?
Yeah, that is what we needed to balance the budget for this year. Yeah, we didn't lower them a whole lot, but we felt it wasn't our money. There's no need keeping it. Whether it was one penny or, in this case, less than a penny, we still lowered the tax rate to the effective rate. And that rate will be there for this year starting off. If we had left it at the current rate, then we start off at that rate. So that number never goes away. Just my motto as I live, you know, my habits are my destiny, and the way I've lived all my life is I'm pretty tight, I guess, that I spend the money wisely, and if we don't have to have it, we try not to spend it. But it's like you was talking about roads. That's another issue. The roads are a completely separate issue than the general fund. I'm talking about lowering the tax rate for the general fund. The roads are a completely separate that maybe people don't understand that a road and bridge budget does not come from the ad valorem or your taxes for your house. Your ad valorem goes to keeping the courthouse up, to the sheriff's office, to the law enforcement center, to the DA's office, to the county clerk, district clerk, all those functions downtown that state legislature says we must do. Our road and bridge money comes from a $10 fee on every car registration that we have in Lubbock County. We budgeted this year 250,000 registered vehicles in Lubbock County. Last year there was 244,000. So 250,000 registered cars at $10 per sticker when you go get your registration sticker, if you see that, our and bridge fee, times that is $2.5 million is our total money that we have in our road and bridge fund. $2.5 million.
This is why
it's
all the roads.
It is.
This is why
roads.
All the roads in Louisiana look like hell. And drive like it, too, because they don't have registration.
No. And I'm not sure what Louisiana has as far as your registration. They may not. In New Mexico also, if you go to New Mexico, not to beat them down, but you can tell when you get to New Mexico. So, you know, and I've talked to Charles Perry yesterday and every day that $10 that was set by legislation was set in 1991. and we're still working on that $10 fee. Yes, we do have an increase as Lubbock County grows. There are more vehicles that are registered. We're hoping to have 6,000 more vehicles this year to 250,000 registered vehicles in Lubbock County times $10 per vehicle. So that money doesn't go a long way when we have 1,200 miles of roads.
I was going to say, $2 million doesn't sound like it would go very far.
No, it does not.
On road construction.
Okay, let me ask you this real quick because we got limited time and I want to ask you a couple other questions. But where are the roads that you target? Because a lot of people right now, they're big flap on 82nd Street. Is that your turf or no?
No, 82nd Street is within the city limits of Lubbock.
Okay, so you're just outside the city.
Yeah, we're in the unincorporated area.
Okay.
But I have a 5-year strategic plan, not only in the general fund, but also in the road and bridge, to widen county roads. I widened Woodrow Road 3 years ago. It was 10 miles at a cost of about $350,000, just to widen it, 4 foot on each side.
Hey, so go ahead.
The limited resources are tough to do what we want to do because of, you know, all our limited resources are just from the $10.
Okay. Hey, Mark Heinrich, County Commissioner, Precinct 2, on the ballot for re-election this term. Good morning right now. It's 7:29.